We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
What's good, everybody? It is our favorite time of the year here at the Black Effect. We're heading down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready, and remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcast. Festival for more details.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count for your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Make sure you tell them to watch out for Florida, man. Florida, man.
The craziest people in America come from the Bronx and all of Florida. Yes, you are a donkey.
A Florida man attacked an ATM for a very strange reason. It gave him too much money.
Florida man is arrested after deputies say he rigged the door to his home in an attempt to electrocute his pregnant wife. Police arrested an Orlando man for attacking a flamingo.
It's the Breakfast Club, bitches.
Donkey of the day with Charlemagne the God. I don't know why y'all keep letting him get y'all like this.
Yeah, it's Donkey of the Day for Monday, June 11th, goes to animal control officers and the Jacksonville Sheriff's Office in Jacksonville, Florida. First off, we are back from vacation. And one thing about being on vacation, you see so many stories that are donkey of the day worthy, but you also see conversations that you see donkeys that will spark broader conversations. And you know, I love to discuss. So let's do that. Let's discuss. Now, what does your Uncle Sharla always say about the great state of Florida? Huh? The craziest people in America come from the Bronx and all of Florida. And today's donkey is no exception. See, we all know double standards are real. Matter of fact, we was just discussing some last hour, okay? But nowadays, I don't even know if there are double standards, all right? Most things are just hypocrisy and blatant contradictions. There is absolutely no consistency with nothing, all right? Literally, you can see one thing happen today and be against it and see the same thing happen tomorrow and be with it. Most of the time, it depends on the who and what of said situation. And that is what James Nix, a Jacksonville resident, is trying to tell folks about his situation. And I agree. Okay? See, James was unjustly charged with animal cruelty after investigators said he killed his neighbor's pet rooster. Yes, James had to take his neighbor's cock out because his neighbor's cock was attacking him. Let's go to Action News Jacksonville for the report, please.
I didn't know to give it a 21-gun salute, CPR, mouth-to-mouth, you know, or call the chicken ambulance.
Big Roo was Jason DeFelice's pet rooster. That is, until James Nix hit it with a stick.
So I'm defending myself. You know, I was feared for my safety, and the chicken, you know, died.
Nix says the rooster attacked people.
I have not heard that, because I know the neighbor here. I know him. Like, we're friends. He never said anything to me about it.
I did tell him, after the chicken hit my dad, I said, hey, man, the chicken attacked my dad. Oh, what's the deal? It's just a chicken. What's he gonna do? You know, okay, well, look.
So one day when Nix says the rooster followed him and attacked him.
His neck flares up and he's doing his thing and he's trying to jump up at me.
He was trying to get the animal away.
And I try to hit it, but the chicken's jumping up at me and I accidentally knocked it in the head.
And in late June, James Nix went to jail for animal cruelty.
Next thing you know, he calls the chicken police on me. Chickens are dying every day, people, at churches, Popeyes, and Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Chickens die every day, B. I agree with this man. Okay, James Nix is not wrong. We could do Breakfast Club court and take him to court, but the reality of the situation is the most disrespected bird in America is the chicken. The most unprotected bird in America is the chicken. The most neglected bird in America is the chicken. You can go through certain neighborhoods and just see chickens walking around unattended. They not in no coop. They not on a leash, nothing. Just roaming. Does that sound like something someone cares for? Let me tell you a story. I was on the island of Anguilla all last week, dropping the Clues Bombs for Anguilla. It's my favorite place in the world. That is the place where you will see a chicken roaming free.
The cop chased you?
Shut up. I was on the beach with my six-year-old at a place called Blanche's Beach Shack on Meads Bay. I love it there. Drop on the Clues Bombs for Blanche's Beach Shack, okay? And there was a chicken roaming around with her little chickadees. And I told my six-year-old daughter, those chickens were coming to have a conversation with her because they want to know why you always eating their family in the form of tenders and nuggets, okay? My six-year-old was very concerned, and she said she's never eaten chicken again because of it. I'm telling y'all this because I'm letting you know that the way a child sees things is the purest way to see things. Now, my 14-year-old, when I tried to hit her with the same finesse that the chickens want to have a conversation with her for eating their cousins, she said, good, then I'm going to tell him he's next. The moral of the story is, you can't pick and choose when you want to care about chickens, okay? I grew up chasing chickens down with my grandma, grabbing them, twisting them around my hand, spinning them like a helicopter. Word to Peter Pablo. Is that not cruel and unusual punishment? Have you ever seen what happens at a chicken farm? The cruelty that happens at chicken farms has been very well documented. Billions of chickens, billions. When I say billions, I mean billions. Billions of chickens are abused and killed just for food, just so you can have a spicy chicken sandwich for lunch. Okay, it is a fact that chickens are subjected to some of the most inhumane treatments of any factory farmed animal. Okay, extreme confinement, surgical procedures performed without painkillers, and the denial of normal socialization opportunities. If you're not going to bring charges against Big Pharma, and by Big Pharma, I mean farms, if you're not going to bring charges against these factories and farms killing billions of chickens for food, then you got to leave James Nix alone. Okay, all he did was hit a cock in the head. All right, some people would call that a good time. Some people actually pay for that. But to charge that man with animal cruelty for standing his ground against a cock, knowing you're going to Chick-fil-A today, is hypocrisy at its highest level. Please give the animal control officers and the Jacksonville Sheriff's Office the sweet sounds of the Hamiltones.
You are the donkey of the day. You are the donkey. The day
and I know you want to take James to Breakfast Club court, but James did nothing wrong. Because what's going to happen to that cock's carcass? All that cock's carcass is going to end up doing is being meat that goes in somebody's mouth. Am I lying?
Mm-hmm.
What?
You're not lying.
I'm not lying. They're not going to have a funeral for the cock. They're not going to bury the chicken anywhere. Okay. You're not going to have a service for the chicken. That cock meat is going in somebody's mouth.
Well, my whole thing is, what are you supposed to do when a cock is chasing you?
I don't know. I've never been
Well, let's open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051. Imagine you minding your business, right? Mm-hmm. And here comes a cock chasing you.
I've never chased a cock. Well, I know I have chased a cock. I've been a cock chaser. I've never had a cock chase me. What? I just told you I used to chase chickens with my grandma.
Chill out.
And we used to catch the chicken.
All right, you cock chase
throw
over
them
there.
Around our head like Petey Pablo's t-shirt.
All right, you used to grab cocks and spin them around. All right, 800-585-1051. Let's open up the phone lines. What are you supposed to do if a cock's chasing you?
How do you defend yourself? Especially if you're actually scared. And I don't know if a cock can hurt you or not. I know that they have cock bites.
They
so
do?
I'm sure they can get busy if they are attacked. But what do you do? What is this man supposed to do if he was scared for his life against this cock?
I don't know.
I think you did the right thing, man. Gave the cock a little to the head.
A what?
You know what I'm saying?
What?
Put it right down. What?
Okay. All right. Well, 800-585-1051. The question is, what are you supposed to do if a cock's chasing
That's
you?
Right.
That's
right.
What I'm asking.
I've never had that happen to me.
Well, I feel like these are subliminals.
I don't know what you're
talking about. What are you talking about? You just had a whole donkey about a rooster. What's wrong with you?
What are you doing?
Huh. All right. 800-585-1051. Cock's chasing you. What do you do? Call us up right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Club.
The hit movie Bob Marley One Love is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life of an icon who inspired generations with his message of love, peace, and unity. Rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Variety is back with its annual Entertainment Marketing Summit on April 24th at the luxurious Beverly Hilton Hotel in Los Angeles. This must-attend event for entertainment marketers will feature conversations with leaders from Netflix, Paramount, Activision, Mattel, LA Rams, Google, and more. Plus, an exclusive keynote conversation with Paris Hilton. The networking opportunities are unbeatable. And once you register, you can start chatting with other registrants to plan a meetup at the lunch or cocktail hour. Limited tickets are available, so secure your spot today at events.variety.com.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.